This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're on Gab the same way. On Parler, we're there at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, right now, we've got from California, the one, the only, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain.
Hello, yourself.
I'm all seeing, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you
good?
There?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
I'm trying to do something here. It's not going to work, don't think. Nope. Okay. What we told you about to begin with?
Yep.
Doesn't appear it wants to work.
Well, sometimes that's live radio when with the technology and so forth, but we will soldier onward.
Yes, we will, because that will take care of that little part of the deal there. Until I can figure out what's going on, I won't be able to do that till Monday. Oh, well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, tonight, Kyle, we've got to start with the obvious. And the obvious is President Joe Biden today trying to show the world that he was in this great athletic shape. Nobody in their right mind runs up an aircraft set of stairs. Nobody in their right mind. Well, Joe Biden, not being in his right mind, ran up the stairs, got up about maybe, 15 feet, stumbled, okay? Now, that's okay. You stumble the first time. You figure, okay, he's just going to keep on going. Then he got up and tried to run again, stumbled again, and then went about another 10 feet, and this time he didn't just stumble. He fell down onto his knee and obviously banged himself. I'm surprised he didn't roll over and get hurt seriously, because that could have happened at his age, 78 years of age. But he showed me again the advanced stage of dementia that he's suffering with, because it's obvious now, because it's not only mental, it's also physical, and we saw it live and in living color today.
That's exactly right, Captain. It is very concerning. It's concerning for all Americans, but it's also concerning for how he is being viewed, I think, by those outside of our country who may not wish us well, who may wish us ill.
The entire world knows what's going on with Joe Biden. I mean, just like myself and Frank Silvato, we spent the better part of 15 minutes during one of our segments this morning talking as paramedic to paramedic about what we were seeing.
Well, exactly right. And as I was watching this video, I've watched it a few times today to analyze it as you have. And that third time where President Biden really starts to go down is very scary to watch because, again, you know, it looks like he was getting ready to sort of land on his back or something and just fall all the way over, and he could have easily been seriously injured with this fall.
Yeah.
And it's really very, very concerning. And of course, if that had been anybody's grandfather, for example, I mean, you'd say, wait a minute, oh, Grandpa, wait, we got to help you. And it just, this is unfortunately more evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phone lines, and we'll get Mike in here earlier. This is the not yet elected mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I'd like to talk about what happened, this awful story with these shootings that happened in Atlanta. Now, let me first start out. What this man did is absolutely horrible, and he's going to pay for what he did. If truth be told, they should put a needle in his arm. One thing that concerns me is that he told the police that he did it because he had an insatiable appetite for sex, and he felt like that was what he did was the only way to stop his temptation or his craving or his whatever you want to call it. But already the left-wing media, it's a hate crime, and he, you know, he's targeting Asians. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that the rate of crimes against Asians is going up. And that's concerning. You know, we've had incidences. But to take something like this where, for all intents and purposes, the police say, no, it doesn't look like a hate crime. It just looks like he was having a problem. And for the left media to say, oh, well, it's because Trump called it the China virus. And Trump was the one that started
I know.
Everybody going down this path. So what do you think, Kyle? I think it's ridiculous, and thank you so much.
All right, well, we're going to run out of time in the segment, Kyle, but go ahead and attack it as best you can.
Well, thank you, Captain, and yes, you're right, Mike. This is a horrible, horrible thing that happened. This person is a mass murderer. He is going to be tried on multiple counts of murder. They have the evidence. It would appear, obviously, along with what appears to be a confession. So that's right. He would be up for the death penalty, if not multiple life terms behind bars. Christopher Wray, FBI director, has even said it doesn't appear to be racially motivated at this time, but we're going to find out more, I think.
All right. And my comment on it is simple. He's going to plead insanity and might get off being sentenced to a mental institution for the rest of his life. That's where I think this might go. All right, we'll be back. The weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, who sits right around the corner from where I'm at here in my same flagship station. He broadcasts his show out of this radio station. Now, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program, and Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for going on almost 6 years now, 5.5 to 6 years. And the ingredients that are in this really work for me. It's all natural, and the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will go right straight to the source and lower or eliminate pain and also help the inflammation problems that you're having. People with arthritis, this is perfect for you. People with normal everyday pains from your job or whatever, maybe you had to work out at the gym, this is perfect for you as well. It is 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process. Now, to get started, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. All you have to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. I mean, it's $19.95 for 3 weeks, and you'll know whether or not it works for you, and hopefully you'll be one of the tens of thousands of people along the way that have had this work for them. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Jen Psaki today announced a new White House policy, a marijuana use policy, which led to the firing of 5 staffers. Now, that's not all that strange. I'm not surprised to hear that. But we also found out about somebody else without doing a whole heck of a lot of work that admitted on the campaign trail that she was a frequent marijuana user.
Well, that's right, and that was none other than, at the time, candidate Kamala Harris. She was on a radio program with especially as a matter of fact, with Charlemagne the God. Remember, he had interviewed Joe Biden as well. But evidently, she said on that program, she said back in her school days, basically, she said, I have smoked marijuana, basically. She says, and I inhaled. I did inhale. And she went on to say, Captain, I think that gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy in the world, unquote. So
right.
Here we go. They're firing staffers for their marijuana use. It looks a little strange. So they're not going to want to be talking about this too much, I think.
Right. And then we had a federal judge who went against the Supreme Court. And we've got something going on here with this federal judge who's conservative and, God bless him, going up against the Supreme Court. Issued a blistering warning about the New York Times and the Washington Post, saying that they were not receptive of the conservative people that were being reported on. They were leaning all the time. Their stories always gave credence to the progressive liberals in society and was not being reported equally fair and balanced. I'll use that term because that's Fox's news. Or Fox, well, it's a Fox News story anyway, but that's Fox's term, but that's the truth.
Well, right, and this has been happening, of course, over a long period of time. It's been getting more intense. And what this does, Captain, is cause people to simply mistrust the news that they're getting, because they sense and see very plainly the bias that exists. And so news can be weaponized in a very real sense. And again, it's the idea that if you go back and look at all of the stories done on Donald Trump, it's some overwhelming majority that's always negative, with some small percentage that would have ever been positive. Now, if you were to look at the stories on Biden, I think you would find the opposite. You'd find a lot of the news media basically is, you know, helping to prop up Biden, having good stories and this kind of thing, with rarely negative stories. They're having a hard time, by the way, doing this with the whole border crisis, but that's going to continue to hit a critical mass, and they won't have any choice after a while. But exactly. That's why people are so mistrusting of places like the New York Times.
Now, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who this is, so let's see here. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes. Yes, sir, boss. Let's get down to business. Bottom line, China. Let me tell you, if Donald Trump was president, you would never talk to the United States like that. Okay? In fact, you know, if I was president, I'd tell China to go pound sand. We don't need your steel. We don't need your chips. We don't need your tennis shoes. We don't need nothing from you. Okay? Now, I know you've paid off all the Democrats and you've got them all on your payroll, and all these agencies have all on the Chinese payroll, but we don't need you. See, that's the difference between Trump. He knows China's been ripping us off. China's like the girl who always dated a loser. And then one time a nice guy asks her out and takes her out to a nice place. She goes, oh, my God, I never want to leave this. That's what China is, ripping off the United States and paying off our politicians, okay? That's what's going on here. It's a disgrace. Don't ever talk to the United States like that again, okay? If I was president, I'd tell you right now, take all your crap and get out of our country, and we'll make our own stuff like we used to, made in the USA. That's the bottom line. And LeBron James, when you love black people like I do, you tell them that no white person is going to tell you that you can't go to work and you got to stay home in your house, okay? Like these crusty old white Joe Calamity Joe falling down the stairs, okay? Nobody in the Constitution.
No, he didn't fall down the stairs. He fell up the stairs.
Yeah, he fell up, he fell down, and he couldn't. And Donald Trump won in a landslide, by the way. Let's get to work and save the country from these clowns.
You got it in there.
You got it in there, yeah. Well, you know, it's okay. That's an opinion. But again, it means nothing. Nothing. Because unfortunately, they certified the election the way they did, and we're stuck with what we're stuck with until we figure it out and get it right. And boy, we better get it right, because you're watching the person that they elected unfold and disappear from existence right in front of your eyes.
It is, again, and it's very concerning. Number one, as a person, the man Joe Biden is going through this whole thing, but beyond that, as the American president, he is setting the tone now, and the Chinese delegation was essentially going after the United States about, you know, where the people are uncertain about democracy in the United States and this kind of thing. No. And they were able to do all this stuff, and Joe Biden's not going to be able to stand up too well.
Let me see if I can do something here. Nope, that's not going to work either. Okay, I was going to try something here because we had something that was said by Joe Biden yesterday, but that doesn't want to play either. We'll have to wait till Monday to get all that to work again. But anyway, moving along here in Israel, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party is projected to win some 30 to 32 seats and to clinch the 60 along with the declared and potential partners and retain his prime ministership in Israel.
Yes, that's very, very interesting. And, of course, what we're going to be watching very closely is how the new policies from the Biden administration, which are kind of the old policies from the Obama administration, it would seem, are going to start to pan out. That being said, what President Trump and the Trump administration rightfully put into play resulted in getting these peace deals that we've seen for the first time in a quarter century. And also, Captain, it continued the march to say, look, we are going to continue to isolate Iran. But now we're going to have to, and of course, Israel is totally on board with that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, with Benjamin Netanyahu, we're going to see very soon, I think, if Israel has to make a critical decision about Iran's nuclear program and what it means for Israel's existence.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens, and we'll find out soon enough. An eighth woman, a current aide to Governor Cuomo, came forward to accuse New York Governor Cuomo of more sexual misconduct. It's getting worse.
It is getting worse. We're up to number eight that we know of now. I have a feeling that there will be more. But also, Captain, one of the other things that came out from one of the first of seven accusers, you know, with words that the governor spoke, the very vulgar sort of insinuations, just continue to add so much more to this. It is so devastating, not just politically, but devastating to the women involved, obviously, and devastating to the future of the governor. And one just continues to ask this question, and I think it's a good question: can he continue to function as governor in any substantial, legitimate fashion with all of this, including the nursing home scandal, which is in and of itself a major, major scandal, and possible criminal things that are going on with that, as well as the sexual harassment? I just don't know how he can stand.
Well, you're right, and we'll have to wait and see. By the way, a special shout out to everybody in the chat room. Kyle, you hang on. We got some people chiming in there, having a good time. And last person to say good morning was Wally. I see Lynn's in there from Cape Cod. And we've got some other folks in there. But a special shout out to everybody that's in the Captain's Army, Captain's Group on Facebook. Just put it in there on your messenger, the Captain's Group, and you'll get there to where we are. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden is calling on Americans to reject hate and racism after the shootings in Metro Atlanta earlier this week that killed 8 people, 6 of them of Asian descent.
There are simply some core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
The president speaking at Emory University after meeting with leaders from the Asian American community in the area. He also called on Congress to pass a hate crime bill that aims to combat violence against Asian Americans during the pandemic. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Woods.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Thank you. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. By the way, I just paid my policy over there yesterday and took a look at it. And I always do cost comparisons. And the next cheapest policy I could find, I won't mention the name of the company, but they were $273 more than what I was paying. And I'm a safe driver, and I get a safe driver discount of 10% a year on my policy, which helps out, you know, keeping the policy down, too. But if you want to find out what I found out a long time ago, go over to GEICO. Their website, GEICO, GEICO.com. Check them out on the web, because GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office, once you find out who and where they are, can help you, or you can do it all on the web without ever seeing a single person. What you do is you type in your zip code, you ask them for, they'll ask you what kind of vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck. Well, maybe you're driving a motorcycle, maybe you're driving an RV, maybe you've got a boat you want to insure, or an ATV. They'll do all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle it with your homeowners and renters insurance, whichever you have. That will save you a boatload of money over at GEICO. I know, because they have my homeowners policy plus my vehicles. So there you go. Go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Who knows? You might get yourself a free calendar on that one. Hey, Kyle, good morning and welcome back.
Thanks, Captain.
How'd you like a free calendar?
I would love one. Yeah.
All right. By the way, I forgot to, I usually print up something in terms of calendars or whatnot. I decided to get pens this year, so I got a whole bunch of pens. And when you see me out at the events, you can grab one of our great pens that works, the Captain's America Third Watch pens. Okay, I've got some rather discouraging news because I don't know these guys, but I know the group, and I'm really sad to hear that they really got into it with what happened on January the 6th. The Proud Boys, four members of the far-right Proud Boys group, have been charged with conspiring to block Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election victory back on January the 6th. Now, this comes from a new superseding indictment that was unsealed yesterday. Now, the indictment alleges that Ethan Nordine of Washington, Joseph Biggs of Florida, I don't know him, but they say he's in charge of the Florida group, Zachary Rail of Pennsylvania, and Charles Donahoe of North Carolina conspired to encourage members of the group to attend the Stop the Steal protest in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. That's the one where Donald Trump spoke. I believe Mike Pompeo spoke there, too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
And who else was there? Oh, Rudy. And remember we mentioned, I said, if anybody got the crowd fired up, it was Rudy, by what he said.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, it also says they worked to obtain paramilitary equipment used for the attack on the U.S. Capitol, dismantled metal barriers set up to protect the building, and communicated using handheld radios and encrypted messaging applications. Well, that's no surprise. That's cell phones, probably, and some of these little portable military radios that goes in on an FM frequency. I get all that. And all four defendants, it goes on to say, are leaders of the Proud Boys chapters in their respective states. The indictment also alleges that they made their intentions clear. Now, this is what's really troubling. Made their intentions clear as far back as November with the Florida leader, let's see. First, with Biggs declaring a social media post on November the 5th threatening war if the election was stolen from then-President Donald Trump, who lost the vote. And then later that month, on November 27th, Nordine declared, we tried playing nice and by the rules. Now you will deal with the monster you created. Now, that's the wrong stuff to put on the Internet when you might be involved in something going on January the 6th. They're going to hang these guys out to dry. Watch and see.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right about that, Captain.
And I hate to see it.
Well, of course. But what they're finding out, they're getting a much clearer picture of what they were talking about, what they were discussing prior to January the 6th.
All the way back to November.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, again, what we witnessed on January the 6th was horrible. It was absolutely wrong. There was no good justification for it. So they are going to be indicted or have been indicted, and they're going to have things like conspiracy, obstructing the official proceeding, destruction of government property, and conspiracy and obstruction of law enforcement. These are very serious charges, and as you said,
they're all felonies.
Yep,
every one of them.
Exactly.
So that's bad on their part. All right. Now, Nancy Pelosi says the border crisis is under control as the U.S. continues to face its largest migrant surge in about 4 years.
Isn't that something? You know, honestly, nobody believes Nancy Pelosi when she says that. We all understand why she's saying that.
About the children.
Well,
the children.
Yeah.
Some of them happen to be 18 and 19 years old, but they're the children.
Well, it's also about deflecting criticism away from the Biden-Harris administration. And honestly, it's like she can't understand that we can see what's happening there, even though there's a media blackout, basically, even though, and by the way, Captain, couldn't, if it's because of COVID, couldn't you get some media people in there, a cameraman, to go in and show the, see the area? They could put them in a bunny suit or a space suit or something. They would be completely COVID safe, and they could show the world exactly what's going on.
Well, we want to see the flowers on the wall in those cargo containers.
Well, exactly, and so again, she's trying to deflect any criticism. I just can't imagine what it's like to be Nancy Pelosi and try to spin this stuff to the American people when she knows it's hogwash.
Yeah, and it's one thing to be in a tent with air conditioning. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to be in a metal container in the heat with air conditioning, where the walls are going to be warm, where the air conditioning isn't blowing.
Well, exactly. I mean, anybody who has a metal storage shed understands that principle
sure.
completely.
Yeah. Sure.
It gets very hot.
Yep. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi also said of North Carolina's, I believe she's from North Carolina, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Isn't that where she's from?
I believe so, yes.
All right. That Marjorie Taylor Greene's expulsion, which has been proposed by a Democratic congressman, is not endorsed by the top Dems. Really? Well, how come you let it go through, Nancy?
Well, exactly. Well, you know, they certainly, again, it's
not
like,
going to pass, by the way.
No, but at the same time, too, I mean, she could come out pretty strong against Eric Swalwell with what we know about all that. But that's not happening either. But again, I think Nancy Pelosi missed the memo on what happened when they lost so many seats in the House and the Republicans gained and did very well in the 2020 election despite what happened with President Trump, for example, and what that means for 2022. And again, Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, under normal circumstances, without all of the Trump issue and all that thrown into it, which does sort of mix all that up, under normal circumstances, any Speaker of the House, I think, would have been shown the door and they would have gotten a new Speaker, even if they retained the majority, simply because of the earthquake that happened to the Democrats in 2020.
One would think. By the way, have you bought any flea collars lately for your pet?
No, I can't say that I have. Nope.
Well, Amazon sells a very popular a flea collar called Seresto, S-E-R-R-E-S-T-O, the Seresto flea collar. It has now been linked to an unfortunate death of some 2,000 pet deaths, and according to Congress, they're demanding the immediate recall of this product.
That's exactly right, Captain. This is a very serious story because obviously people buy these things in order to help their pet be more healthy and not have a flea and tick problem and this kind of thing. But also what we understand is that there is an incident that's been reported. It involves a 12-year-old boy who slept in the bed with his dog who was wearing the collar. And according to these reports, and the boy ended up, and this is a very sad and very serious thing, he ended up being hospitalized with seizures and vomiting. So this evidently coming in contact, that's evidently what's going on here. And so it is an incredibly serious problem, and because what they do is they combine a cocktail of pesticides on these collars, and until there's more information about this, I can't imagine anybody would want to buy one, put it on their pet, or nevertheless have it near their children.
Yeah, and hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming right back with the First Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got some weather to report out there, not an awful lot, and President Trump said in an interview that the current administration is ruining the country. The crisis on the border is just the beginning. That's true. It's imperative that we take back the House and Senate during the midterms, obviously. And the person says, I also have a feeling that we might see a new campaign in 2024. Trump DeSantis.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender.
and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, that 26 years that she spent in the media, she started when she was 13. So she was young when she got out. I'm just kidding. That's our pal, Donna Fiducia. She used to be with Fox News, and she was a whale of a television reporter. On September 11, 2001, she was sitting there at the desk the morning that all this stuff happened. And as the day progressed and the Fox people came into work, then she wound up coming down to the World Trade Center, which is where I met him, and we met her, and we've been friends ever since. But this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot in Flying J. When you see the Pilot in Flying J, pull on in there and tell them the Captain sent you. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and don't forget that if you become a member of the Drivers Club, you'll get that on a permanent basis all the time. Plus, you get points for the fuel that you buy at the pump, for whatever you buy in the way of food in the restaurant, and whatever you get in supplies in the way of the store. And if you happen to be an RVer, they also have an RV club where you get the same thing. But you also can get their fuel card, their discounted fuel card, because the more fuel you buy, the less it costs. And that's very important right now with gasoline around $3 a gallon and diesel way up over $3 a gallon around most of the country. Well, here we go. I'm going to read the weather and bring Kyle in here, and I'm going to read what it says here. A Pacific storm system will bring showers, thunderstorms, and mountain snow heavy in places from the northwest to the north and central Rockies, and then a wintry mix may reach some of the valley locations in the Great Basin with gusty winds, and we're talking about winds 30 to 40 miles an hour, producing near-critical fire weather threats in the upper Midwest, especially Minnesota and Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan, and elevated fire weather threats in the southern high plains as well, with some flooding going on down there right now, and showers will continue across the southeastern part of the U.S. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Right now in Seattle, Washington, we're getting reports of rain there right now. Looks like they're going to have rain on the forecast here literally for the next several days on into next week till about Thursday before it looks like they get their first break. Moving down the Interstate 5 going south towards Portland, Oregon, doesn't look like they have rain right now, but they also have rain in the forecast for the next several days, similar to Seattle. So that's part of these systems that are moving in, Captain. We still have a winter weather advisory. This in Northern California coming across I-80 out of Reno towards Sacramento. You're going to have a winter weather advisory. A frost advisory also along Highway 101. This is going to be north of Santa Rosa in the Mendocino National Forest area, so you want to be careful there. Also tonight, Captain, we do have in Nevada winter weather advisory in the central part of the state, so be careful there. We've also got that coming up along I-80 near Wells, Nevada. So that's on the map tonight, and that's also north of Wells as well. In Idaho, winter weather advisory along I-15. This is going to be north of Dubois, also Lima, and looks like Dillon in the mix there. This is going to be south of Butte, Montana, by the way. Also encompassing Bozeman, Montana, with a winter storm warning there south of I-90 near Bozeman. This is going to go down into Yellowstone National Park, down through the Grand Tetons as well with the winter weather advisory. Our friends in Elk Mountain in Wyoming, back to a high wind watch tonight along I-80. So if you come in west out of Laramie, you're going to encounter those high winds. Down near Fort Collins and Boulder and Denver in Colorado, we've got an air quality alert tonight, and I think there's a little bit of fog involved in that as well. And in Utah, in central Utah, we've got a wind advisory, also winter weather advisory near Ogden, Logan, Salt Lake, and Provo if you're traveling along I-15.
Well, here we go. George and company up there, Minneapolis, St. Paul, off to the east, all the way up to the Canadian border to include Duluth. You have got a fire weather watch going on. It's dry. Winds are blowing 30 to 40 miles an hour tonight with some higher gusts along the water. And then that goes across I-94 all the way down to Madison in northern Wisconsin. Also the upper peninsula of Michigan, the same thing with the winds, a little higher gusts along the water. And when you come down the Mississippi River down into Missouri, along the tributaries, not very far from the Mississippi, you've got flooding conditions there still from all the rain that they've had. And then coming on down towards Kentucky, just north of the Tennessee line, you've got flooding conditions there in the lower areas, as well as Tennessee, east of Memphis, halfway between Nashville and Memphis. And we've also got some high water conditions in parts of Arkansas tonight. And looking down right now along Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, over to Pensacola, we do have some windy conditions and possibly some thunderstorms that will be coming in off the Gulf down there. So if you're traveling along I-10 down there or even coming north up I-65, you might encounter some water or weather there. And then over along the coast from about Savannah all the way up to, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Virginia, you've got windy conditions, gale force winds along the ocean there, so be advised of that. Might have some wind blowing up or just starting to fire up down there in the Keys as well by the looks of things, so be careful. And that's about what the weather looks like tonight, Kyle. And, you know, the best thing about all of this is that if you're out there and you're driving along and you're looking for a place to stop, and you haven't stopped there before, and you see the Pilot Travel Center or the Flying J truck stop, you pull into either one, and here's what you might find there, folks. The Flying J's main restaurants include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen, Denny's, which is a sit-down restaurant, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. Also, you might find a Huddle House and some of the Flying J locations, full-service restaurant, and Moe's Southwest Grills in other locations, especially out west in the southwest. And if you're up in New York, Indiana, or New Hampshire, you could find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop, which has a full menu, too. You can get breakfast there. You can get lunch sandwiches there. And it's surprising what they're doing in Dunkin' Donuts right now. But the most important thing is they are the largest truck stop chain in the country, Kyle, and they're not afraid to go up against anybody and say, stop, try us out, see what we have to offer, and become a member of the Drivers Club.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, becoming a member of the Drivers Club is really something that you ought to really consider because the rewards are there. There's also the app that they have. And by the way, we've also got RVers who love to stop in at the Pilot and Flying J. And they've got all kinds of RV amenities, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps as well. So definitely pull on in, check it out. And Captain, if they pull in and they say they're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, they get a free cup of coffee as well. And it's, I think everybody will agree, it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
It is when you need one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And really, there's so many different things that you can find. They've also got the other amenities there for truckers to come in, take a shower, do your laundry, this kind of thing. It's always something that you're going to need, for sure.
Yeah, and the best part about it, of course, is it's free to join the Drivers Club, free to join the RV Club. And again, as I said, you RVers out there, if you haven't already gotten one of the fuel cards to take advantage of that, the more fuel you buy, the cheaper it is. Owner operators, the truckers, they already know it. And this is another way that they get to save money because the more fuel that they buy, the cheaper the price is.
That's exactly right. And so if you go over on the web to pilotflyingj.com and you want to find the locations, it's super easy to find. Just look up, find the location button or the location menu selection, and you can put in the state you're in, the area you're in, the city you're in, and you'll be able to find where the Pilot and Flying J's are located so you can plan your trip accordingly.
Yeah, and we're not working on going very far away from our home base here, but there are, let's see, one, two, three. There are three Flying J truck stops within an hour and a half of where I sit right now, and I'm going to show up at one of those one night and do a live remote from one of those truck stops.
Very cool. Very
yeah,
cool.
I just don't know which one yet. We're working on it.
Well, that'll be really something.
Yep. All righty. Well, hold that thought. And, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with hour number two right after the top of the hour news and commercials and all that good stuff that your radio stations get to play right about now. Kathy is going to take us to break, and you're going to hear a phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.